Phoenix FM with the Isley Brothers and Harvest for the World. Now, I mentioned earlier that we've got a busy program. I think busy is the understatement of the year. We've got lots of interviewees popping into the studio, and our first interview has just arrived. She is Jane Ward from the Brentwood Buddhist community. Now, you might not know, if you haven't been listening to the programs this week, that this week is Mental Health Awareness Week. And Jane is from the Brentwood Buddhist community, as I said, and she's going to tell us how Buddhism can help with mental problems. Yeah, I mean, are we talking about depression here or...?
Well, mental health, it covers the whole umbrella, really. We're talking about stress, anxiety, depression, worries. Everybody has worries, no matter what their state of life is. Everybody tends to worry about something, and this can even cause mental health problems in itself.
Right, so how can Buddhism... $64,000 question. How can Buddhism help?
Well, Buddhism, it teaches the understandings. Basically, it's a teaching of styles of meditation. That's the main core of Buddhism, is to discipline oneself to practice daily meditation. And by meditating, one can calm their mind down and one can calm their heart.
Right. I actually went to... one of these functions once, whether it was a Buddhist function, and the chanting went on for ages, and because you have to remember it all, don't you?
Sure.
I was amazed. I mean, it went on for, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, maybe longer.
10 or 15 minutes? We chanted for 9 hours last week.
9 hours?
9 hours, yeah.
Doesn't it, I mean... forgive me for sounding a bit cynical. I think that would drive me nuts.
We're not doing it for ourselves. We was doing it for a purpose. You know,
right.
What we was chanting for was to help those in Nepal. It's a form of prayer.
Right.
So often we do ceremonies and they last up to an hour chanting.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do it for this length of time.
Yeah.
And I went to, it was probably more than 10 or 15 minutes. It was probably about half an hour, I think. And you have to learn these. When you first start, you read them off a sheet, do you, or something, then you...
Well, no, you get taught oral transmission from a teacher.
Right.
That's okay. How you learn.
Yeah, yeah. So before you... how long have you been a Buddhist, if I may ask?
8 years.
Before you were a Buddhist, were you less kind of chilled out than you are now?
I was the queen of anxiety.
Okay.
My lifestyle was... you know, I was a good person, but I constantly worried, and I had so many obstacles in my own heart, things that happened in my life that I could never overcome, and they hindered me on a daily basis. And I found that my thoughts were quite obsessive, so I wanted to change that. I was looking for a way to help myself, and I found Buddhism and meditation.
Yeah. Had you tried other things before that?
For 20 years, I've tried many different things on the path, yeah.
Okay, so you've had... the early part of your life was quite troubled then, I take it?
Quite traumatic, yes. I wouldn't want to repeat it.
Yeah. So since you've become a Buddhist, things have become easier. Obviously, you still have the hurdles in life, as we all do, but
sure,
you've been able to cope with them easier. Is that what you're saying?
I'm much more of a capable person now. I don't worry. Things come my way a lot easier. I'm much more centered, feel a lot more balanced, and live a lot happier life.
Yeah. So how often do you go to these Buddhist meetings?
Well, I'm the abbot and founder of the Brentwood Buddhist Centre, so I'm the core teacher there.
Right.
So my daily practice is between 2 and 4 hours of meditation, and I teach on a daily basis.
Right. So are you able to, because it seems to be more or less taking up, you know, a huge chunk of your life, are you able to, if you need to do that, are you able to switch off from Buddhism and do other things without thinking about Buddhist?
Well, it's not... You know, I could be anybody. Buddhism is just a name for what we follow. I could be a Christian. I'm just a spiritual person, you know, yeah, developing good human qualities. So Buddhist is just the route that I've taken.
Yeah, so you're saying you can be a Buddhist and a Christian?
Sure, yeah, you can.
Okay. But it wasn't there someone that actually, you know, going back a few thousand years, there was the Buddha, wasn't there?
The Buddha, yeah.
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 So you could actually think of the Buddha at the same time as you could thinking about God or Jesus Christ.
You take what you need from whatever source you need, whatever works for you.
Right.
We've got plenty of people that come to the centre who are quite devout Catholics, but they didn't have tools of meditation, etc. So we've given them that. It just enhances what they already want to do.
Okay, now, assuming there are people listening, I'm sure there will be, people listening at the moment who think, oh, this sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
How does it kick off for them? They come and have a chat to you first, just as a way of introduction?
Or? They can call us up at the centre, or they can pop in. We have a full-time cafe. There's always members of staff there, so yeah. They can come along and try our session.
So not scary, not scary.
It's not scary. The scary thing is the thoughts in our mind that we give power to, yeah. Nothing else.
So if I tapped on your door, what you said there were sessions, what, between 2 and 4 in the afternoon? Or is that yours?
That's 2 and 4 hours I practice for a day.
Oh, right, okay.
They'd have to come along and see what the timetable is.
Yeah.
We have about 4 or 5 drop-in sessions a week.
Do people get broken in gently? Is that how it works? They come in and they taste it and see what it's like? And then
yes. Yeah. They can, yeah, if you like.
But it's a
path. It's hardcore. It's a school of hard knocks because it's developing compassion, and often the way we'd like life isn't the way that it happens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to learn how to process all of the emotional things that come up and the experiences that we go through appropriately.
Okay, Jen, well, thanks for popping in and giving us a little bit of an introduction there to
thank you very
Buddhism
much.
And the fact that it can help people who've got mental health problems, as this week is Mental Health Awareness Week, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago. So recap again about what they should do if someone's listening now and they want to come along.
If somebody wants to develop a sense of inner peace like everybody does, or worry less, or overcome anxieties, then call us up on Brentwood 212 600, or drop into the centre, which is down Merrymead Chase off Sawyers Hall Lane. We're open 6 days a week from 9 till 5.
Alright, so that gives them plenty of opportunities. I mean, they can pop into the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary afterwards and
there you go.
And chill out there for a few hours. That was Jane Ward from the Brentwood Buddhist community talking about how Buddhism can help with mental health problems. We also have in the studio Renata Mullins from Step Into Yoga, and she'll be chatting to us quite soon.